If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17 this morning. I want to begin reading at verse 1. I'm not going to read it all, but I want to just give us a jumping board just to start out with. And the Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 1, it says, "Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together in Shukong, which belongeth to Judah, and pitched between Shukong and Azekah in Amphimas Dominium. Saul and his men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah, and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on the mountain on the one side, and Israel stood on the mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and the targets of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, 'Why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants of Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us.' And the Philistine said, 'I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together.'" I want to preach just a little bit this morning, if God will be my help, on a big problem we face, and a great big God full of grace. A great problem that we face, and a great big God full of grace. And as we see this thing, and we can see it playing out, a very familiar story. We see the Philistines and the Israelites gathering together over there, one on one mountain and another on the other. Can you see it take place as they gather together over there, and they set themselves in battle array? They sit there and look at each other across the valley, and along comes this man, this giant of a man. The Bible says that he says 6 cubits in a span. This man called Goliath from Gath. He comes out morning and night, and he sets up a challenge to the people of Israel. This man's a great big man, 9 foot 9 inches tall. Well, that's a big old man. His coat of mail, his body armor, weighs over 125 pounds. His beam, the beam of his spear, is like a weaver's beam with a head of 17 pounds of iron. I'm talking about a massive weapon, but he's a massive man. Israel's got a problem. They've got a major problem that's a staring them in the face. But I tell you what, he's a great big God this morning who looks at big problems in the face. He can deal with a problem no matter how big it is. Ain't you glad for that? There's no problem too big, and there's no problem too little for our God this morning. Amen. Amen. So we see Israel gathering up there, and they gather up on the mountain. This man comes out morning and noon. Morning, noon, night. He comes out every time, and he just keeps making that offering up. He says, "Hey, you send a man down to fight against me." Hey, man, I will say, there's a lot of us today that's facing our giant. We've got a great big problem that we face. The problem, your problem, hey, man, is your problem specifically. Your problem may not be my problem. My problem may not be your problem, but we all have our problems. We've all got our big problems. But I want to say tonight that there's a great big God in charge of taking care of problems. Amen. God has a way of working it out. God said, David, the son of Jesse's up there in the mountain. And now Jesse had been over there, and old Saul would get upset with an evil spirit. And then they'd got David, and they'd bring him in there, and he'd play the harp and calm old Saul. But the Bible tells us that David had went back to tending his father's sheep. See, David was a shepherd. That's what he did. He took care of the sheep. He was up there on his father's on the mountain taking care of his father's sheep, doing that to father, bidding to do. And the father comes to him one day, and he said, listen, son, I want you to go down and take provisions to your brother. He had three brothers that were down there in a battle, fighting for Israel in line with Saul. And he said, you take, see, that's the way it was done in that day. Amen. We didn't have government assistance. We didn't have taxation to take care, but they'd send provisions. The families would send provisions down for the people that their people that was in the army, and they would be scattered and spread abroad so that everybody could have a little. So Jesse, that comes to David up on the mountain. Now David's up there taking you. He's about the father's business. And the father comes to him and he said, hey, David, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to take some provisions. And I need you to go down to where your brethren are, down there in the battle, where they set themselves in array. And I want you to see how things is going, and take them these provisions. So the Bible says young David, he left those sheep in the hands of a sheep keeper. Amen. And he gets on, and he heads out the next morning. He loads up. He puts everything his father said to take, and he heads on down in the carriage, and he heads on down to the battlefield. And now he gets down to the battlefield, and he comes up in that carriage, and he gives the carriage to the carriage keeper. And he said, here, you take care of this. He said, I'm going to go down here and see how the things is going. And he goes down there, and when he gets down there, he sees Israel there on the mountain, and he looks across the valley, and there's the Philistines on the other side. Can you see it? And he said, hey, wait a minute. What's taking place here? And about that time, this man, this giant of a man comes out. And he says, hey, he said, won't you send a man to me? He said, somebody to fight with me. He said, I want to, if you'll send a man, he said, if he can fight with me, and if he can kill me, okay, we'll be your servants. He said, but if I kill him, then Israel will be our servants. So David goes down there and he finds his brother and he says, hey, how you doing? He says, how's things are going? He said, why ain't somebody stepped out? And they say, yeah, well, that's the thing going, what are you doing here? And his oldest brother comes to him and he said, hey, listen, he said, why are you down here? He said, you just come because of pride. You just want to see what's going on. He said, I know your naughtiness. I know why you're down here. You just want to see the show. Amen. That's what he tells him right here in verse 28. He said, you just come down to see the show. And his anger was kindled against him. Amen. Hey, listen, I want to say sometimes when we try to do good things, our family will discourage us. He's discouraging us from our own family. When we got problems and we're facing a great big problem, our family sometimes, they don't come alongside us. They don't encourage us like they would. They don't encourage us like they should. But I want to say this morning, irrequivocally, that God Almighty, He's not a discourager this morning, but He's an encourager. If we have Him on our side and we're trusting in Him, He will come alongside us. And He'll lift us up when we're trying to do good. Amen. God will always encourage us to do good. God will never tell you, do anything that's bad. He said, well, preacher, something told me to do this, and I know I should, but something told me to do it. Well, that's probably the devil. Amen. The devil's he's a liar and a deceiver. Amen. But the God, he never discourages. He never tears down, and he never tells you wrong. Amen. The devil's a father of lies. Amen, praise God. But God of glory, He'll tell you the truth. And the truth of God will set you free from the burdens of your sin. Amen. Them big old problems that you have, God will tell you how to resolve them. And He'll be there with you through that situation to deliver you safe and sound. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad this morning we got a delivering God? Yes. Amen. We don't have to stay in that position, that situation that we're in. Amen. Hey, listen, the family may discourage us. They say, well, you know, he ain't never going to get over that. Hey, just an old drunkard. They're no drug addict. They're always going to be. Hey, nobody can help them. I got news for you this morning. He's a God of glory who loves old drunkards. He's a God of glory who loves drug addicts. He's a God of glory who loves harlots. He's a God of love. He's a God of glory and even loves old sodomites.
Amen.
Amen. And the family discouraged. Hey, amen. You got to keep your head up. His brother said, hey, listen, you're just here to see the show. You're not here for any good purpose. You're not here for nothing but to satisfy yourself. But old David said, verse 29, he said, what have I now done? He said, why are you taking it out on me? I'm not the one that's standing across from you, maybe in the opposition. He said, I just come down to bring you some provisions. I come down just to encourage you. I come down just to get to help wherever I could. He said, why are you paying out your anger on me? He said, is there not a cause? He said, there's a cause. He said, this thing, glory be to God, is about to get out of hand. Nobody knows what to do, but there's a cause. It's the God of glory being represented by God's people. And I want to say today that there's a cause today, youngins. We need to step up and step forward. No matter how much people discourage, no matter how people try to tear down, there is a cause today. Amen. Souls are weighing in the balance and found wanting. Amen. Folks are they're seeking everything in the world to try to pacify that emptiness in their heart. They're seeking everything in the world to try to find that soothing, that comfort that they think they can get from the world. But I want to say unequivocally this morning that you won't find it in nothing but the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The only comfort you'll find, you won't find it in a bottle. Amen. You won't find it in a pill. You won't find it in sex. You won't find it in all this other wicked fornication and living. But you'll find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He'll set you free. From that bondage of sin. And then when the people's discouraging, when the people's putting you down, just have to remember there's a cause. What you're saying, Pastor, I'm saying when that cause, you're that cause this morning of your life and how God wants you to live it, how God wants you to be separate, how God wants you to get the help that you need. God, how God wants you to get the help that you deserve. You say, preacher, you don't know what I've done. I don't deserve nothing. No, we deserve a chance. Amen. Each and every one of us deserve a chance. Each and every one of us deserve help. And God ain't gonna keep that from you. Amen. When everybody else is putting you down, when everybody else is saying, hey, listen, you don't need this. Praise God. I won't say God's not a discourager. He said, hey, come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Ain't you glad for that? That blessed hope we have this morning in Him. When nobody else can give, when the world's discouraging, when families is discouraging and full of discouragement, praise God, there's encouragement in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Family can't help us a lot of times. But praise God, God can. He said, because they're a cause. Now, I like this verse 30, because David, he turns this thing around. And he asked him again. He turned from him, turned from his brother, turned from that discouragement, turned from his own family. And he turned from him toward another. And spake after the same manner, and the people answered him again, so after the former manner. He said, "Well, hey, listen, what's taking place here? What needs to happen?" Now, you know what was wrong with them? You know why they so much discouragement in his brothers? And he's been his eldest brother? Because they was looking for a man-made solution. Amen. They was looking for a man-made solution. Are you hearing me this morning? I'm afraid we're looking for a man-made solution. But a man-made solution won't fix us. It's got to be a godly solution. He was looking for a man that would step up. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, what do we need to do here? David was looking for a spiritual solution, a spiritual resolution to this problem. Amen. And he kept asking, why did he ask again? Because he was looking for the right answer. Praise the Lord. So he'd been up there in the sheep with the sheep. Amen. Amen. He'd been up there in the sheep. He'd had to trust in the Lord. He knew what it was. That's why Brother Charles read this morning the 23rd Psalm. Amen. Because he'd been up there at the sheep. Glory to God, he knew the shepherd. Amen. He knew the shepherd of his soul. And he said, hey, what do we need to do? And I said, hey, listen, if we can find a man that'll go out there and fight against this giant, if we can find a man that'll take him, said, old Saul will lift him up, he'll take your family out from the bondage, you won't have to pay no more tax, he'll give you your freedom from servitude, and he'll even give you one of his daughters for wife. David said, no. He said, what can we attain? What do we need to do in order to attain the goal? In order to defeat this great big problem that we got. But word got back to old King Saul. Now can you picture this in your mind? Word got back to King Saul. They come down there and say, hey, Saul. He said, there's a young man up here. Now, according to what history tells us, David was around between 19 and 20 years old. Amen. A young man. And word got back to Saul, said, there's a man come into town. He's a keeper of the sheep. He brought some supplies down for the family. And he's wanting to know, he said, hey, listen, said that this is a situation that he said needs to be resolved. And said, we believe he's the man that can do it. Amen. And Saul says, all right. He said, well, bring that man down here. See, they're still looking for a man to solve a problem. Now, I got to thinking on this. I got to look at this. Oh, brother king. Oh, Saul, he was supposed to be a king. He was established by God. They said, we want a king. We want to be like all the other nations. We want a king to rule over us. And old Samuel said, no, you don't want a king. He'll take the best that you got. He'll take your women. He'll use them. You put you in servitude. He'll make you a cook for him. He'll take the best of your crop. He'll take the best. They said, we don't care. We want a king. So they got old Saul. I mean, old Saul was head and shoulders above the rest. Amen. Saul was close to 7 foot tall. Amen. Big old man. And God said, okay, if you want to trust in a man, he said, I'll give you a man of men. So I'll give you old Saul, a Benjaminite. He said, I'll give you old Saul. And they took old Saul and they brought him down there and they anointed him. They said, hey, listen, you're going to be king. And they got old Samuel got down there to present him to the people. I like this. It amazes me. They got down there to present him to the people and they got to looking around, couldn't find old Saul anywhere. And Samuel said, where'd he go? He was here. How's a big old feller like that disappear that quick? He said, where'd he go? And they got to look and said, we got to find where's he at? And they got to digging, scrounging around, and they found him. The Bible said they found him in the stuff. Amen. He had done went and crawled up in a wagon and hid himself under the stuff. Amen. I mean, this king, this big old boy, this big old man that was going to fulfill the need of a nation, he's hiding in the stuff. You know, I got to thinking about that when I got to see, and at the whole time they was up there and they'd set themselves in array. And they'd been there, Brother Bill, for 40 days. Now, 40 in the Bible is a number of trial and temptation. Amen? So, see, for 40 days, they sat there being tried. And not one time does it mention that he ever talked to God. Not one time. I mean, this leader of a nation, not one time did he ever mention that he bowed his head, bowed a knee, and said, Lord, I need some help. Never does. So, he's still trusting in man. But then this little old boy comes along. He said, go get that. He said, well, go get that boy and bring him down here to me. I said, go and get David. Now, they said David was ruddy in appearance and countenance. Amen. So he comes down there. I can just see him. Can't you, a little old red-headed freckled boy, young man? He comes down there comes in the tent and he's standing before the king. And old king looks at him. He said, man, you got to be kidding. He said, you're nothing but a youth. He said, you're not an experienced battler. You're not an experienced fighter. He said, this man from Gath, he's an experienced fighter from his youth up. How are you going to stand a chance against him? What kind of chance can you have against such as that? And old David said, wait a minute, king. He said, I was taking care of the sheep up on the mountain. And not only did he have the discouragement from his family, he was getting discouragement from the leadership. Amen. The ones that was supposed to be seeking help to resolve the issue. And they said, well, you know, you're just a little scrawny thing. How are you going to take care of a giant? He said, you're not sufficient in battle. He said, you're inexperienced. But now listen to what he says. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. He said, there was a lion and a bear. So they came and they took one of the little kids out of my flock. Hey, one of them little cherished lambs. Took it right out of the flock. And he said, I went out after him. And he said, I smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And said, when he rose up against me, he said, I caught him by his beard. And he's talking about that old lion. He said, I caught him by his beard and I slew him. Amen. Praise the Lord. A great big lion. And he said, I've done the same thing with a bear. Now that lion, that's what that Bible says our problem is. Said that Satan as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he will devour. Our great big problem is that the devil's trying to devour us. Our great big problem today is that the devil's trying to just eat us up. And I tell you what he's trying to get, what he's after today is our youngins and our youth. He wants to eat them up. He wants to devour them. He wants to chew them up and spit them out as worthless goods. But I want to say today that he's a God of glory. Amen. That's done whooped the lion. And he's done whooped the bear. Amen. He's already overcame. He said, I smote him and slew him. And now listen, he couldn't do... Now I want you to notice this. David was talking about this. And I believe this was after his anointing. You see, old Samuel had done got David. He had done anointed him as the next king of Israel. Yeah. Amen. He had done been anointed. He had done had the anointing of God upon him. He had special courage. Amen. To defer for the task. And he had separate special strength for the task. I want to say this morning that God won't send you out without what you need. Amen. He will supply your need. He'll give you that you need. That boldness, that courage, that strength, that help, that hope, that excitement to do the job. Amen. Just like he did old David. Praise the Lord. He said, thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And he said, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. Now I want you to notice the uncontaminated belief that he had. He wasn't contaminated by unbelief. He believed what God could do. You know what our problem is today? We don't believe what God can do. A whole lot of us don't believe what God can do in our own lives. But God is all sufficient to meet every need. No matter what it is, it don't matter what that big thing is in your life that's hounding you. God is sufficient to meet that need. Amen. He's more than sufficient. He's able to do it 100%. And what he does so well. But David was uncontaminated by unbelief. He knew what God could do. And David said moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion, now the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. See, he had confidence in his God. I wonder this morning, do you have confidence in the God that you serve? Do you have confidence he's able to deliver you? Do you have confidence he's able to help you? Do you have confidence he'd give you the strength to overcome? How little faith we have in him. He said, if we have faith as a grain of mustard seed, one of the smallest of seeds. He said, we can say into this mountain, be you cast in the sea, and it'll be removed. You say, well, preacher, I've never seen that done, because ain't nobody got that much faith. Amen? We don't have no faith. God help our unbelief. And Saul said unto David, now listen, he wasn't going by his own power. He wasn't even going by his own will. He was going by the will of God. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. So the king said, okay, said, son, said, you go on. Said, you go out and you do battle with it. And he said, God be with you. First time he ever mentioned the Lord. Amen. And he's still putting his faith in a man. Right? And so he said, so armed David with his armor and put on his helmet of brass on his head. And also he armed him with a coat of mail. Now, Saul, I can see him. He goes to the armor and he says, hey, fellas, you need to suit him up. Man, we need to suit him up, get him prepared, get on. And so he gets those things, and he's not only putting his trust in a man, he's putting his trust in things of man to protect the man. Amen. So he's still got all his trust, all his faith in what man can do. I want to say, man will let you down. Amen. I'm talking about self will let you down, but God will never let you down. If we have faith to believe that he is an almighty God. And our Lord Jesus Christ. If we've been born again by his precious blood, we've accepted him and that free pardon of sin. The Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. He'll always be there with us. So he puts him, not only does he discourage him, but then he puts a false trust on him. David girded on his sword upon his armor and he essayed to go. Now David got all this garb on that the king had given him. Now, I mean, he had dressed him up, he had set him up, he had suited him up to do battle. Amen. And David got that all on, he put the sword on, he said, man, I can't do this. I don't know how all this stuff works. I've never put my trust in stuff before. He said, King, I can't do this. He said, I've never proved this stuff. I've never proved what man can do for me. He said, but I know what God can do for me. Hey, man, he put that stuff off of him. He put out all, hey, listen, he put out all that stuff of man off of him. Are you hearing me this morning? He put, got rid of all of man's stuff. And he went on faith in God. Amen. He said, I'm putting my faith in the Lord. I'm putting my trust in the one that's delivered me from that lion and the bear. I didn't have my trust in it then, and I don't need it now. And he said, David put them off him. Now listen what he done. He said, and he took his staff in his hand. And now I want you to notice here what faith provides. Amen. What faith provides, it provides that that we know will work. He took that staff in his hand. That staff that he had used for support. That staff that he had used to help him along his way. That staff that he had used so many, many times in the future. That's what he put his faith in. I tell you, if we could ever get used to just putting our trust in what's helped us so many times in the future or in the past and apply it to the future. I mean, how many times has God blessed? How many times has God moved? How many times has God moved through this place? How many times has God touched those that were sick and afflicted? How many times has God healed those with cancer? How many times has God touched those youngins that were sick? How many times? We've got to lean, youngins, on that we know, that we've proved, that we know will work. I mean, we can't put our trust in anything else. We have nothing else to trust in but that we know. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And now notice what David does. And he said he took his staff in his hand and he chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook. Now David was up here on the mountain. And he was looking across over here at the other hill at the Philistines. And King says, you go. And he said, all right. I said, I'm going to go. He said, I can't use man's stuff. But he said, I'm just going to take what I know. I'm going to use what I've got, what God give me. Amen. He took his staff as support. And he said, he went down into that valley. And as he crossed that valley, glory be to God. As he crossed that valley, he stopped there at the brook. Amen. He reached down in there and he felt around in that thing for a while. I bet they was a standing on the mountain on both sides and they said, what's that crazy youngin' doing? Said, what in the world's that boy doing? He's crazy. He's down there. Look, he's just a youngin'. He's down there playing in the creek. Amen. He's down there playing in the creek. Don't he know he's supposed to be going to fight a giant? He's going against the enemy. But David reached in there and he found him 5 smooth stones. Now 5 is the number of grace. Amen. He said, grace is going with me. He said, I'm just putting it. You say, well, preacher, if he was really trusting the Lord, he wouldn't have got 5 stones. Yeah, he would have, because Goliath had 4 brothers. Amen. He had one for Goliath and one for each brother. Glory be to God. He said, God just encouraged heart. He said, hey, listen, you go ahead and get you 5 smooth stones out of the brook. He said, you put your faith in him. You put your faith in that you know it work. And he took him 5 smooth stones. And the Bible says, I like this part, Brother Charles. He said, he took them stones and he put them in his shepherd's bag. Amen. And I want to say, glory be to God. Yeah. That shepherd's bag was a special thing. That shepherd bag was what a shepherd would use to take care of the sheep. And boy, if there was ever a people that need to be taken care of, it was the nation, the sheep of Israel. Amen. I want to say they was healing in that bag. They was whatever it took to wrap up and to mend and to help those little old sheep. Amen. That David was responsible for taking care of. Everything that he needed was in that shepherd's bag. And he took those 5 smooth stones and he put them in that bag. He put them in there. What he was saying this. He said, Lord, I'm just putting my trust in you. Amen. And in what you give me, I'm putting my faith, my trust in you to help me to overcome. Yeah. Amen. Can you see him as he traversed and went on across that creek? Amen. Had his staff in one hand and had his sling in the other. A little old shepherd's sling. Amen. Brother Charles read this morning. They said they could take them things and hit at a hair's breadth and never miss. Amen. They were sufficient with them slings. Amen. Glory to God. And you see him as David, he heads up the mountain. He gets down there in the valley. He heads across the valley and heads for the other mountain. And here old Goliath, here comes a big old rumbling thing. Maybe he'd come down there in a chariot. Maybe he'd come down there carrying him because he was something, you know. He was something. He was special. They carry him down there some way or another, get him down there. He looks at old David. He said, you're kidding, right? He said, you're kidding. He said, what am I, a dog? That you come out with staves? What do you think I am? Amen. Listen to what he says. He said, and Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he's but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that thou comest to me with staffs? And listen to this. And the Philistine, here's where he made his mistake. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. He said, the God of Dagon and the God of Ashtaroth is going to destroy you today, boy, right here. And said he cursed David by his gods. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 3, said God told Abraham, he said, I'll bless those that bless thee. And he said, glory to God. He said, I'll curse those that curse thee. That Philistine, little did he know it, but he was putting a nail in his coffin when he said, I'll curse you by my God. He said, I curse the gods of Israel. I curse the nation of Israel. I curse them by the gods of Dagon and Ashtaroth. Little did he know, he was putting that final nail in his coffin. Amen. When he said those crucial words to old David. Now listen to what he says. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls to eat of the air and to the beast of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. Now listen to what he says. I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies. Now, David don't want him to be, he wants him to know absolutely who he's talking about and who he's coming in behalf of. He said, I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. Remember back in verse 10, I read in your hearing. He said, but the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Amen. He said, you've defied the very God and the armies of God. But he said, I come this day in the name of the Lord of hosts. Now listen to what he says. He said, this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. Now notice he says, in the name of the Lord I come. David says, I've got a commission to do this. He said, I've been commissioned by the Lord. Amen. And he said, I've got a confidence in this. He said, I've been commissioned by Him. He's the one that sent me. That's how David could stand. I wonder what our confidence in today. Now, we've been commissioned by the Lord if we're a child of God. But I wonder how our confidence is. Do you have a confidence? Do you have enough confidence in your God to stand against that great big problem that you have? How much confidence do you have? You say, well, preacher, I've tried. But yeah, because you're still trying to do it like old King Saul. You're still trying to do it in the flesh. You haven't let God do it yet. You haven't turned it over to Him yet. You haven't let Him begin to help you with that problem or to take care of that problem. That great big problem like a giant still looming out there in front of you. But He said, I come to take care of that problem. If we just let Him take care of that problem. But David says, he said, this day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. And now listen to what teach the confidence that he had. And he said, I will smite thee. He said, I'm going to be able to whoop you. But he said, I will smite thee. Amen. He said, it's a done deal, boy. So I'm coming in the power of the Lord of hosts. I'm not coming within myself. I'm not coming within the flesh. I'm coming in the power of a holy God to do battle for Him. I'm doing battle for the honor of God and God's people. He said, I will give the carcass. Now listen to this. He didn't say, I'm just going to whoop you. But he said, I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air. He said, not only am I going to whoop you today, big boy, but he said, we're going to wear the Philistines out. Amen. We're going to take care of this big problem, and we're going to take care of any other problem that try to raise its ugly head. Amen. He said, hey, we're going to take care of every problem that we might face today. That they won't be no, hey, we won't have to deal with it another day. We're going to do it today. We're going to address it today. Yeah. Amen. With the help of the Lord. You know, that's what God's saying to us today. He said, hey, listen, well, no matter what your problem is, it don't matter what your affliction is. He said, just address it today. Bring it before great. It don't matter how big it is. He said, just bring it to the Lord. Trust in the Lord, the Lord of hosts. This is what he says. And he says, all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord. Now listen how he turns this thing around and he gets this thing into proper perspective. David said, I'm not here. I'm not fighting this battle. All I am is a vessel. Amen. On this earth. He said, the Lord's a fighting the battle for me. You know, this morning, the Lord's a fighting that battle for you. He's been a fighting it ever since the foundation of the world, and he's still fighting it today. But he finished the work and gave us hope on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. When he died on the cross, he stretched out his arms and he said, it is finished. It is finished. He said, I give you the capability to overcome these big problems in your life. He said, all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the sword and the spear, but the battle is the Lord's. And he will give you into our hands. He said, it's in the power of God. He said, it's not in my power. He said, but it's in God's power to deliver. And the Bible says, and it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David. Now listen to this. I like this. Because you talk about confidence in a young man. Now you young people are listening. You get this close. Listen to the confidence he had. He said, came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. Amen. What are you saying? He didn't sidestep. He didn't try to avoid his big problem. He faced it head on. Amen. He run at it. Praise God. He said, I can't overcome you. And he ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand into his bag and took hence a stone and slung it. And smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon his face to the earth. You got a big problem today, and you'd like to get rid of that problem. Amen. You got to hit it head on. Amen. You can't keep trying to sidestep it. You can't keep. You got to quit trying to go through programs. You got to quit trying to go through people. You got to quit trying to give it to self. You got to give it to the Lord today, and say, Lord, I need help. I need help. I need it now, Lord. Amen. I'm coming to you, Lord. I'd get off. Hey, pray God, if I had a big problem today, I'd jump out of my seat. I'd run as hard as I could, following this old-fashioned order. I'd cry out to God. I'd say, Lord, I've got a big problem, and I need help. Because he's a great big God here this morning. He said he's just wanting to put your loving arms around you. He's wanting to direct that stone for you. Amen. He's wanting to hit that giant problem right in the head, right in that crucial point. And he's wanting to put it on its face right here this morning. God's wanting to take care of that problem for you. Amen. That great big problem that you got. Hey, listen, he's a great big God full of mercy. He's a great big God full of grace. And if we'll just believe in faith who he is, what he wants to do. We can prevail. The Bible says in verse 50, so David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and smote the Philistine and slew him, and there was no sword in his hand. He didn't have no weapons of man. He just used what God gave him. Amen. Listen, I want to tell you this morning, if you're tired of facing things by yourself, if you're tired of doing it by yourself, if you're trying to tired of doing what taking your problem and trying to get them solved by man, this morning, just forget about man, forget about self. Just come to an old-fashioned altar, fall on your face before God. I mean, run at your problem, run with your problem. Come to the holy God and say, Lord, here I am, help me. And let him begin to do it for you that you can't do for yourself. He's right here this morning. He said, come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Amen. Come seeking to save old sinners. It don't matter what you've done this morning. It don't matter where you're at. He said, David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Now, there's a message right here this morning. Amen. Whenever we get that giant down, amen, just go ahead and just behead it. Amen. Take the life out of it. Take the life out of it. And you take that big, you say, preacher, you don't know this great big problem that I've got. No, I don't, but the Lord does. There's two or three here this morning. You've got a great big problem. You've got a great big problem, and the Lord knows what it is. But he said this morning, if you'll just come fall on your face before him, he said he'll slay that thing in front of him. He'll take its head off. He'll kill it. And he said all those other little problems, they'll flee. Amen. When the devil sees that you mean business. Yeah. Amen. He said if we'll commit ourselves to God and seek his face and pray, he said he'll take care of that obstacle for us. Amen. He said if we put up that resistance, he said the devil will flee. Yeah. Amen. But we've got to put up that resistance. David said, you're all standing around here looking. What are you doing? He said, is there not a cause? I want to ask you this morning, is there not a cause? Is living life and having true life not worth a little bit of a trip to an old-fashioned altar? To get rid of what we're carrying around with, to get rid of those problems that we face so that we can conquer those things that's a hindrance in this life. I'm telling you this morning, if you've got a great big problem, I want to say there's a great big God, a God full of grace, a God full of mercy. And he's saying this morning, said, if you'll come to me, amen. That's what David was putting his trust in. He was putting trust, having them five stones represent that grace of God. He was putting his trust in the grace of God. He was putting his trust in the mercy of God. He was putting his trust in the hope that he had in God. What are you putting your trust in this morning? What are you putting your trust in this morning? Where's your hope? What do you have today? Have you got it in self and people and things? Or do we have it in the Lord? Where's your help coming from? Where's your help coming from this morning?